Welcome to Heart Centered by Rizzo Holistic. My name is Joanna Rizzo, and I work as a holistic health coach, healer, and yoga teacher. And I'm the founder of Rizzo Holistic, a company that offers services corporately and privately, both online and on-site from Stockholm, Sweden. This is a self-development podcast to help you heal, evolve, and expand your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual abilities. I'm convinced that we're all capable of creating the life that we want to live and that it all starts from within ourselves. If you're looking to explore what more there is to yourself and this life, improve your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health, and find the unlimited power that is within you, you have come to the right place. My goal with this podcast is to give you the tools, inspiration, and guidance to help you help yourself to navigate your heart-centered, unique spiritual path that we all call life. So thank you for sharing a little part of your journey here with me. Without further ado, let's flow into today's episode. Hello, everyone, and warm welcome to episode number 9. It's crazy how I've already made these many episodes, and I have so much that I want to talk about, and I have so many like suggestions of things that you guys want to hear about. And one of those things I'm actually gonna talk about today. Because today I'm talking about feminine and masculine energies, and this is such a hot topic right now, especially as feminine and masculine polarities in relationships are really like brought to surface, and how we want to attract certain partners and everything. And this was for me just a couple of years ago a very triggering subject. And I understand that this can be very triggering for a lot of people, because it needs you to take a lot of accountability for how you show up for yourself, within yourself, and in relationship to other people, especially a partner. So if you're not in a space to hear about this, please wait with this episode. Because this episode I will bring up my previous challenges, especially in relationship to men. I will also talk about masculine and feminine as energies, but I will say her and him, meaning I will not be gender neutral. So if that triggers you, you came to the wrong podcast. I'm so sorry. Because it's so much easier to speak on feminine and masculine energies as in him and her. But of course, feminine and masculine energies are gender neutral, because this entire universe is built up by feminine and masculine energies. They just represent energies that we have in ourselves, and that is reflected all around us. And it's up to each and every individual how much masculine versus feminine, or feminine versus masculine energies that you want to embody, based on what you want to attract into your life and how you want to live your life. So there are no rights or wrongs here. This is just me speaking about the energies that we have to like see, and that we have around us all the time, and that we have inside of us all the time. And I really believe that we can't fix anything, or we can't understand anything until we understand it. Like, obviously. So that's why I bring these things to light. Maybe the first time you hear it, it's super triggering. It was for me the first time these things were brought into my life. But after that, you can see how this reflects in your life and in your relationships and in your inner union as well. But most importantly, you can make conscious choices in how you want to move forward based on what you want your life to look like. So I hope that makes sense. And masculine and feminine energies are both within us, and then they will be reflected outside of us as well, in our external world, in our relationships, and everything that we have around us. I work a lot with the inner union, so I don't work with couples. I know there are amazing coaches that speak on and work with feminine and masculine polarities in partnerships, and yeah, that's not what I do. I really focus on the inner union, because that basically sets the foundation for an external outer union. So I actually have, for those of you, I actually made a cheat sheet a month ago and posted that on my Instagram. It's actually pinned on my profile, about what, or like boxes to see what is a wounded masculine, a wounded feminine, an empowered masculine, and an empowered feminine, and what that is. And I really recommend this little post that I did, just to see how this plays out in your life, and also maybe even during this episode, if it's easier for you to have something like in front of you to look at. Anyway, so my story with feminine and masculine energies is very, very interesting. Now, especially when I can look at it without getting triggered and when I can look at it and be like, okay, shit, I did this and I understand why I attracted this and this and stuff like that. So in the beginning, like when I was younger, I was very much in my wounded feminine. So what that is basically like insecure, confused. A lot of people could see me as manipulative, very people-pleasing. I felt powerless. I was like seeking validation. I lacked boundaries. Like I had no boundaries whatsoever. And this like overgiving and oversharing nature. And how that played out in my past relationships, for those of you who listen to my first episode, you know this, but for the rest of you, you can listen to that episode if you want to get some more information about this. But what I did anyway was that I attracted the polarity. So someone who was in his wounded masculine, that was very reactive, controlling, aggressive, disconnected from his emotions, and it was a very dysfunctional and unhealthy relationship, obviously. And this went on for like 2 years, and after that I continued to be in my wounded feminine for like another year, until I experienced sexual abuse. And because obviously I continued to attract men in their wounded masculine, that just got worse and worse and worse, because I got worse and worse being in my wounded feminine. So I had that experience, and then I shifted. After that, I shifted into my wounded masculine instead, as a shield, as a protection. So getting into once again, like this selfish, reactive, more controlling perfectionism, fear of failure, once again disconnected from emotions, overdoing, and was like very attached to success. And what did I attract then? Obviously men that were in their wounded feminine. That were very insecure about themselves, confused about themselves and about life in general, were very manipulative, were like seeking validation from me and everyone else. And yeah, all of that. So that played out in the other way. So about 2 or 3 years ago, I started to really get into this feminine, masculine polarity work, balancing energies and stuff like that, and started to look at how this played out in my life. Because this continued until pretty recently, because I had to put so much work getting out of my wounded masculine and wounded feminine, of course, and really start to heal and get into the empowered versions of these energies. And this has taken me some time for sure. Like, we're talking years. So the empowered feminine, in comparison to the wounded feminine, is intuitive, creative, grounded, have strong boundaries, and is receptive, can surrender, is compassionate and loving, ask for what she needs, is authentic and confident in herself and her body, and expressive and speaks her truth. And that's exactly what I've been working on embodying for these past, 3 years. Because it's scary to get out of that comfort zone of being in the wounded feminine, especially when you've been in a wounded feminine for basically your entire life. It's not something that happens overnight, because it's finding yourself. It's about finding your intuition, your creativity. Find how you ground yourself. Start to practice setting boundaries. Practice receiving and surrendering. All of that. It's just a lifelong practice. I'm not saying that I'm 100% in my empowered feminine all the time. Definitely not. I don't think it's 100% possible to be there 100% of the time. However, I've embraced and developed these character traits or whatever, and it's actually just being me. My wounded feminine and my wounded masculine were coping mechanisms in order to protect myself, and also things that I've been learned and taught, and things that I've seen. And that's why I got into this wounded masculine and wounded feminine, because it's just layers on top of what I actually am. And that is a divine empowered feminine, but also with empowered masculine traits. And the empowered masculine is very secure, very decisive, assertive. He's vulnerable. He takes accountability. He holds space. He's focused and disciplined. He has a clear purpose and is humble and confident and present. So not easily distracted by everything from alcohol and porn to just his phone and stuff like that. And this is talking about the inner union first. This is the most important work that I've done in my entire life, honestly, to really work with why I was in my wounded feminine and wounded masculine, why I had those traits, why I was using those traits was the biggest work. And that's just trauma. Like, all of that is trauma and just limiting beliefs and attachment styles. I have not yet talked about attachment styles, but it's about if you have a secure attachment or if you have an anxious attachment or an avoidant attachment. All of this plays into where you are on this chart, so to say. So because I've been a very anxious attachment, I embodied this wounded feminine. And then because I had the feeling that I had to protect myself, I did not know what an empowered masculine was. So of course I went into the wounded masculine. that is very avoidant. And this, yeah, this all goes into attachment and old wounds and how we've been taught and what we've been learned throughout our childhood and stuff like that. But as I started my healing journey and started really working with this, all these traits in the empowered feminine and empowered masculine just appeared, because that's the basis of who we are. According to me, that's the basis of all of us. We all have the capacity to be there, but we have to do the work in order to find those parts of ourselves. That is like really finding your center, is being in your empowered feminine and masculine energies. So how this shows up in my life is, for me, I want to be more grounded in my feminine energies, because that's what I feel the best being in. That's what actually makes me feel energized and what actually makes me feel like me. So the empowered feminine is like really being strong and grounded in that feminine creativity and just really embracing all of your emotions and being that force, that feminine force. And that doesn't mean that I can always be in that, because once again, I need to have a balance of masculine energies as well, because otherwise I would probably just be out in nature picking flowers and wanted to like cook and take care of like a horse and some chickens. Honestly, that's exactly what I want to do with life right now. But I think you guys get it. So the empowered masculine steps in when I need support. And once again, I'm speaking about my inner union here. So when I feel scared or insecure or anything that takes me out of my empowered feminine, my empowered masculine steps in with decisiveness and assertiveness and safety, and holding space for myself to find my way back to my empowered feminine. So this is how this works in an inner union. And this is the same if you want to be more in your empowered masculine. You want to have the secure, decisive, assertive, vulnerable, accountable, strong frame. You still need that feminine, the creativity, the groundedness, the compassion, the loving nature, and to be able to ask for what you need, to be authentic and expressive. You need that as well. As a man wanting to be in his masculine, you're going to need your feminine side to balance up the wounded masculine and the wounded feminine. So it's basically nurturing yourself in an inner relationship and really standing strong in these empowered traits of the feminine and masculine, instead of stepping into the wounded feminine and wounded masculine to solve problems or to continue forward in life. And why I have been waiting, because I waited to record this podcast for a month, because I know that these things can be difficult to understand. And I wanted a way to explain this. And I got this the other day when I was at a bachata social. So I was out dancing and I was like so like visually, because I'm a very visual person. I don't know if you've heard my previous podcasts. I like to paint a picture of how things look so we can understand that in an easier way, and to understand the balance between these energies. So when it comes to dancing, the man is the leader, okay? So he leads the dance. The woman is the follower. She floats with the man's lead. Okay? This is what feminine and masculine polarity looks like. That does not mean that the woman is passive. And that does not mean that the man is 100% in control. Okay, so this is where people get messed up, because they think that this is like a patriarchal, crazy, go back to women not working. It's not that, okay? This is the external union where the woman allows herself to be led because she trusts the masculine. And the masculine feels into his woman, to her needs, and to her wisdom, and floats with that and creates, and together they create this dance that is so beautiful and so balanced, okay? And they're both in their frames of empowered feminine and empowered masculine. Once again, the masculine is not without the feminine traits, and the feminine is not without masculine traits, but one is more to the other than the other partner. So how the wounded feminine and the wounded masculine plays out in this. Okay, so I hope this is going to make sense to someone that needs to hear this. Because a feminine that is going to be led by a masculine. So a feminine being in her wounded feminine instead of her empowered feminine is going to be very insecure about what she does. She's going to be very insecure in her body. She's not going to feel really comfortable being led by this man because she doesn't really trust him. And she's going to be very passive, and she's not going to take up the space that she deserves. And therefore, you will not create this chemistry with this man because she is very insecure in being led. And also, in definitely, most importantly, she's insecure in herself. So this is going to like really affect the balance between the two. Okay, and then a woman being in her wounded masculine is not going to trust the man's lead at all and start to lead in his place. Okay, so they're like, she's going to push away this man because she doesn't trust him and she needs to be in control. If we check the other side of it, a man that is supposed to lead his woman in this dance, if he is, it is in his masculine, like his wounded masculine, he is going to be very offensive. He's going to take for granted that she knows what to do, and he's going to blame her if something goes wrong in the dance. He's supposed to lead, but he takes for granted that she is supposed to know what he means. He is degrading her. He is like very aggressive in his way of dancing. So once again, he's not listening to her needs, and he's not listening to how she needs to be led. He is just doing things in his way, and everything that doesn't go his way is her fault. Okay? For those of you who dances, you know that this is messed up. Okay? And a man being in his wounded feminine in a dance is going to not lead. He's not going to lead. He's not going to know where to go. He's not going to know where to lead this woman in this dance. And it's all going to get messed up, because then she automatically will be pushed into her masculine and start to lead. And this is how it works in relationships. This is So crazy. But for me, who really got like a helicopter perspective of this nowadays, it is so obvious. And I just loved how this played out on the dance floor the other day, and how I got to see this like with my own eyes, not just feeling into these energies, not just holding myself accountable in this work, but just like having a visual of how this actually looks in external relationships. And it's actually the exact same thing when we have the internal union as well. So this is such a huge, huge, huge topic. If you are interested in more like of me going more into how to get into your feminine or how to get into your masculine or how this looks in relationships, just let me know in the comments, either on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or DM me on Instagram or email me. Just let me know if this is something that you would want to hear more about, or if there's something else that you would like to hear more about. I love to hear you guys' insights and your guys' work. And yeah, this was a very, very interesting episode. I've been very nervous to record this podcast because I know that this is a very sensitive subject for a lot of people. But I just love talking about this because it actually works. Like, honestly, when I started really getting into my feminine frame, my empowered feminine frame, the men I have attracted since is like light years away from the men that I met a couple of years ago. And it's just me like working on myself and allowing myself to rest into my feminine. So I highly recommend this work, both for men and women. Of course, I speak from a female perspective, but I know a lot of men doing this work and how that plays out in their relationships as well. So if you want to attract a divine feminine, get into your divine masculine, your empowered masculine. If you want to attract a divine masculine, get into your empowered feminine. Sounds easy, is a lot of work, but it's so goddamn worth it, especially if you want to have an external, of course, and internal union that brings you peace, happiness, love, a shit ton of challenges that you work together through, both as a couple and as individuals. A conscious relationship. That's it. So until next time, please let me know if there was anything that really landed and anything you would want me to talk about more. And there's nothing wrong with where you are. I really want to emphasize that before I close off this episode. There's nothing wrong with who you are. There's nothing wrong with what you do and what energy you are into. This is simply a way for you to understand where you are, why you attract the things that you do, and if you want to make a change, you can start with that. If you want to change your external circumstances, your relationships outside of yourself and your inner union, this is a beautiful way to start. But there's nothing wrong with you. You have not done anything wrong. This is how the society has been set up for most of us. And we have to take the lead in our own lives to change this if we want to change our external circumstances. I love you so, so much. And I wish you a beautiful day wherever you are. Bye.
you.